country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
On this edition of In the Country, I'll be speaking with Nova Scotia's Kevin Davison and Ontario's Maddie Rodriguez. My pleasure to welcome Kevin Davison. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's great to have you back on the show. It's been a while.
I know. I don't think we've spoken the last few years, I don't think, but it's always a pleasure to be on your show, my friend.
Well, it is great to have you here, and I know we have an important song to share on the show called When Those Sirens Are Gone, which we'll be getting to, and I've been seeing so much of it online, and you've been on a lot of television shows, talking about it, radio shows. I mean, the song is getting a lot of attention. Kevin, tell us a bit about the song and just the impact it's had on people.
Oh, it's just been incredible. Yeah, I've had a real big opportunity to really get this song across the country and beyond. You know, the media's been just phenomenal, and I got to release the song on Canada AM a couple weeks ago in Toronto, and you know, it's making a huge impact for people that suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. And you know, I've been a paramedic for quite a long time, my life, half my life actually, and you know, paramedic firefighter, so as well as a country artist. So I wanted to put something together, and I came up with this song with a friend of mine named Doug Fulkins out in Vancouver. We Skyped one night on you basically did a little interview, and the song came together, which is super.
It's amazing that you're able to take something right out of your own life and, of course, out of a lot of other people's lives and put it to music. So what about other first responders who have heard this? Have they told you that you've put their story into words and it's helped them out?
Oh, absolutely. I've had literally, and I mean literally, thousands of messages come through my social media, my email, phone calls. You know, just it's just been overwhelming. The first responders from literally the States, Canada, and beyond have messaged me and just said, you know, they feel like finally that the world sort of knows what we're going through and how we feel as first responders and how they feel. And it's just been overwhelming, you know, the messages I've received from people. And, you know, people don't feel like they're alone right now. And we've had a lot of first responders take their own lives last year, upwards of almost 30. We've had four this year already. So, you know, we want to get that stigma, you know, we want to get rid of that stigma of mental health. And, you know, if you're dealing with these things that are not normal, because we see such the not norm, you know, it's important to talk about that.
Is there a way for you, aside from talking to other people, and maybe that's the best way, or talking to professionals, deal with some of the stuff you see on a day-to-day basis, Kevin?
Well, you know, I've said this before, we do a lot of in-house, you know, shop talk. We get back from an accident and, you know, we sit around the ambulance station or the fire station and we sort of hash it out on our own. And that's what we've done for years, and that's what I've done for years. But, you know, sometimes it goes beyond that, Dave, and something we have to really worry about is the people that are just sort of taking it home and burying it and not, you know, not expressing how they feel about it. And that's where it becomes very worrisome. So we need to get rid of that. We need to, you know, a shop talk is good and talking to the people that have been there and you're all feeling kind of the same thing. But at times you got to go a little further and you got to get that extra help. And, you know, that's sort of what we're trying to make people aware that it's okay to feel like that.
Yeah, so much of it is, as you just said there, it's about talking about it, getting it out in the open. I mean, whatever you bury obviously is going to stay there and it's going to make it worse. If you've got a chance to talk to other people, people in your profession, outside of the profession, whoever it is, being able to express it goes a long way in helping you out.
Absolutely, it does. And that's what we need to really get out there. And I think that song's really going to help people, and you know, they're not going to feel so alone about things, and they're going to start expressing what they feel.
Well, let's share the song now. Let everybody hear it and just how impactful and meaningful it is, and then we'll talk a bit more about it and some other stuff that's going on in your career. Sound good, Kevin?
Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
Awesome. Let's play it now. This is that wonderful song, When Those Sirens Are Gone, from my guest Kevin Davison here on In the Country.
It was a dark and stormy night,
nor Easter rolling in. It's a long 12 hours, the power's out again. I pray for inner strength and that we don't lose no lives. Just another day in a first responder's eyes. Half a cup of coffee's gone, the first run comes in. A car slid off the road, there's a family trapped within. My heart beats like a hammer, I can barely catch my breath. I'm thinking the worst and hoping for the best.
Nova Scotia's Kevin Davison, and that song is called When Those Sirens Are Gone. You can check him out at his website, kevindavison.ca, and the song is available at iTunes for you to purchase. It's such a great song, Kevin, and not a topic in a song that we hear a lot about.
No, it sure isn't, and I sort of knew that when I had written it, because I've written a lot of songs that I've, you know, put that on record, but, you know, this one is sort of not typical of what you hear on the radio. I think I mostly compare it to sort of like Dean Brody's Brothers, you know, where it's a military thing,
right?
Where, you know, the brother almost loses his brother in the war, but, you know, and it's kind of like that kind of a thing, but it's certainly not typical, but it's certainly something that should be sort of expressed and talked about, because we have a lot of first responders in this world that, you know, that deal with those issues.
Definitely. And what a great co-writer you have on that song, Doug Folkins. His name comes up a lot on the show. And, of course, I see him online. I've talked with him before, at least online. And I know he's a great writer. And that's so cool that the two of you teamed up.
Yeah, we became friends at the Country Music Awards, you know, that we've been going to every year. And, you know, that we spend time together. We hang out together. And we, uh, you know, so, you know, we know each other very well, and we just do, we at times we get together and write a tune. So I'm really glad we got this one down on paper.
Now, you have an EP coming out, and it might be out, in fact, now, called Only Human. Can you update us on the album?
I sure can. It's actually going to be ready. I think it went into mastering on, or it's going into the mastering on the 20th of March. So it should be about a week after that. So near the end of March, I'm going to have a new album ready to go, straight out of Nashville, and I'm so excited and so pumped to hear it.
Pretty exciting. Now, tell us about the title, Only Human. Is that a song on the album, or is there something about that title that tells us something about you or the music?
It's funny. It's sort of both. I mean, the song itself, you know, in the chorus, it's, you know, we're not superheroes. We're just ordinary people. So we came up with the fire logo, and has been a firefighter for many, many years. And we came up with that logo, and, you know, only human to us is just because we are just human. And, you know, sometimes people think you're kind of like a superhero because of the things you have to do. And, you know, you're in, you know, waist deep water with somebody trapped in a vehicle upside down. And most people wouldn't even go in that water, but we do, but, you know, it's just, we're just human people, and nobody likes to call themselves heroes. That's for sure. And that's kind of how we came up with it, but we don't have a song called Only Human yet, but you never know.
Exactly. So tell us about some of the other songs on the album. What can we expect to hear on there, Kevin?
There's a few that a couple other songs I had written with Doug Folkins will be on that CD as well. And I did one cover song that I did in my wedding last year, and it's a Bruce Springsteen tune, and we recorded that, and it's just an amazing sounding song, and I really can't wait to get it out there.
Oh, wow. Can you give us the title of that, or is that under wraps right now?
I guess we'll leave it a secret. How's that sound? And I'll post it on your wall as soon as the CD's ready. How's that sound? And that way people can go over there and
perfect.
Have a look at it.
That sounds perfect, Kevin. That's great to know about a Bruce Springsteen song. We know it's going to be a great one. Now, you talked about recording the album in Nashville. So many Canadians go down to Nashville, of course. A lot of them live down there, but many of them go down there to write and record. What is it about Nashville for you, Kevin, that is so special?
I think, you know, I've been there before, and I've recorded in Nashville before, and Nashville's just, you know, when you go to Nashville, you're going to get a quality album and quality music, and that's why I really wanted, this was so important, this song was so important to me. I just knew that if I met with some of my my friends in the Nashville area, that they would do such a bang-up job on this song. So that was really the biggest thing for me, was to get there, to get this, you know, quality song out there, and, you know, make it just as perfect as I can get it.
And the players down there in Nashville, we always hear about this from guests on the show. Any artist that goes down there, they learn the song so quickly and they play it back. Of course, they add in their own riffs and other magical touches.
Yep.
But they're really quick at putting a song together.
Yeah, they are. You can just sit in a room with them, and it's kind of funny to watch them because they're all kind of talking in Nashville lingo, and they use a lot of the number system, as you probably know. So, you know,
right.
Once they start throwing it around, and, you know, somebody puts a riff in one of the songs, and it stays. And then the other guys follow that kind of riff, so the piano guy follows it, and the fiddle guy follows it, and then all of a sudden the song's sort of together. But, it literally takes minutes for those guys to do that.
Yeah, that is so amazing. Now, on the songwriting front of things, Kevin, can you take us back to when you first got interested in songwriting and what those first songs were like? Because I know there's a learning curve, you know, from the first songs we write till we hit that sweet spot where we get a lot better.
Yeah, and you're right. And I remember this, you know, I think we spoke about this a few years back as well. And it's one of those things where it's almost like going to work out. And that's how I think about it. The more you write, the better you get. And I didn't profess to be a very good writer at all when I was younger. I was more of an entertainer. And that's kind of what I do. And you know, that's where I was comfortable. Now that I've been getting into the songwriting stuff, now that's kind of coming together. Now I can start visualizing sort of what I'm going to write. And it gets better, and it's just one of those things. It's a knack that you can kind of learn to do. Some people have a real natural way of writing, and others it takes some time to learn how to do it. And I think I was one of those ones that had to try to learn how to do it, and to put the right words in the right spots and things. So it's certainly a knack, and you know, you try so hard to write one of these big songs that sort of impacts everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly didn't think I was going to do it. And with this song, I'm still kind of blown away by sort of the reaction
yeah.
it's getting.
Yeah, you've definitely done it with that song. Now, as far as specific techniques that you've learned along the way, Kevin, is there anything, one or two things that you can pass on that you've learned over all these years of songwriting that helps to make a better song and maybe a great song?
I think you need to, personally, you need to write from sort of how you feel. And if you've got something that you're very passionate about, you write about it. You know, I don't even know really what the superpower is to get a big song out there. But if
right.
you really write from your heart and you write from personal experience, those songs are usually the ones that kind of take off for you. So, I mean, that's the best, you know, the best opinion I can, or, you know, on songwriting I can give to somebody.
Yeah. No, that is great advice, because I guess a lot of people might sit down and try to write about something they haven't been through and try to live it through their song, but it's better to write about something they know or maybe something that somebody around them has gone through, so they're closer to the story than just making something up.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly believe that. I really do believe that if you're writing about real things, those are the songs that really make the impact, and those are the ones that take off.
Now, Kevin, I've asked this of other guests before. Sometimes it's hard to think on the spot if you haven't thought about it. But as far as pitching a song to another artist, do you have something in your catalog, Kevin, a song that you would love to see recorded by some other artist, whoever that is, because you like their voice, whatever the reason is? Any song in your catalog you'd like to pitch?
You know, I've got one that I pitched to basically some labels and just in Nova Scotia, some smaller labels. And it's a song that I'd written with Doug, actually, called I'm a Mess. And it's just one of those songs that you can just really hear on the radio. And they were all telling me I should get it and pitch it to some big artists. But, you know, if any artist that is, you know, sort of recognized or signed, who's got a name out there that everybody knows, it would just be an honor for them to just take one of the songs and record it. But I'm a Mess is going to be on the album when it's done, and it's just a phenomenal song, and it's upbeat, and every time we play it, we get people up on the dance floor, and they're always dancing and going. So, you know, that's sort of the one I'd like to see somebody kind of grab a hold of.
Kate, can you think of any specific artists that you could really hear putting their voice on it that it would suit?
You know, probably one guy I really like, and I had a chance to meet him last year, and I wish I did, is Sam Hunt. And he's just such a he's going to be one of the top guys, I think, when he finally comes out. And he's got such a strong vocal voice. And, you know, if I think I would kind of like to get a new guy to sort of pick it up. That way it kind of explodes more. Then people want to know who he is and who the writer is. So I think I'll go
That's
with
true.
Him right now. Yeah.
Good choice. Yeah, I've heard a couple of his songs, of course, pretty big hits, Take Your Time and Leave the Night On. I mean, he's doing really well so far.
Yeah, he sure is. And I watched him last year sitting at a songwriter circle. It was quite an intimate, sort of thing at the Country Music Awards. And he did a bunch of his songs. And I'm telling you, he's got some out there that other artists have already recorded. So a really talented guy and a super super voice on this guy. If you ever want to listen to him live, you know, he sounds just like the album, so you would never be disappointed with him.
Oh, great. Now, at your live shows, what can you tell us about that, the energy and what goes on at your shows? Do you like to talk between songs and maybe give stories or tell something about yourself?
It depends on the sort of the atmosphere. If we're doing, you know, if it's kind of hyped up and everybody's kind of into it, you do a little less talking at your shows. You know, if you're doing more of a, you know, you're pitching your songs and people just want to hear what your music's all about, of course, you tell the story behind, you know, of, you know, why you had written that song. Normally at our shows, it's pretty high energy. You know, we sort of bank ourselves around like a Garth Brooks concert. So there's not much sitting around when it comes to our shows. And if you ever get a chance to come out and have a, you know, to have a listen or watch, we'll definitely get you on your feet. There's no question about it. And you might even get
that
a microphone in your hand and sing a song with us.
Sounds great. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Is it a good place to test those live songs, the new songs to gauge the response from the audience and decide, you know, you mentioned I'm a Mess, the song, to decide if you want to put it on the album based on their response?
Yeah, absolutely. And when we put I'm a Mess out there, it was just one of those songs that as soon as we played it, everybody thought it was a song that was already on the radio. So that's sort of got how you have to base it as well.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Kevin, thanks so much.
Yeah.
It's been such a pleasure having you back on the show. A big shout out to Lauren Tutte for booking you and all the guests on the show tonight. Great to talk to you and to play your latest song.
Well, thank you so much, Dave, and I appreciate it. And, of course, I'll keep in touch with you on Facebook and make sure I know what's going on your end. And you do the same on our end, and maybe we'll talk again soon.
Please do. I look forward to that, Kevin. My guest has been Nova Scotia country artist Kevin Davison. Head to kevindavison.ca, and, of course, you can head to iTunes for his latest song, When Those Sirens Are Gone. Up next, we'll speak with Toronto's Maddie Rodriguez.
In the Country with Dave Woods has been broadcasting live from Ontario, Canada since 2009. Over the years, Dave has welcomed the biggest names and the newest voices of country music on his show. He grew up on country and embraces the past and present and gets excited about the new singers and songs played on the radio every day. Dave has interviewed country stars like Michelle Wright, Gord Banford, and Carolyn Don Johnson. If you enjoy hearing the stories behind your favorite songs or how a singer got their start, then tune in to In the Country with Dave Woods. He always gets to the heart of country music.
My pleasure now to welcome Maddie Rodriguez to the show. Hey, Maddie.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I am doing terrific, man. It's great to have you on the show. Just like I mentioned to Kevin, it's been a few years since I spoke with you on the show. So great to have you here, Maddie.
Yeah, it's great too, Dave. Thank you for having me back. I think it's been like 4 years, maybe 3 or 4 years.
I know. Oh my goodness, the time flies by. We had a couple of conversations at that time within whatever period of time, and it was always great to talk to you and hear about your songwriting. And I want to congratulate you because a song we're going to play on the show shortly called Fascinated, you just won in the country category the John Lennon Songwriting Contest. Way to go.
Yeah, thank you so much. I've submitted a couple times, and it's a pretty big contest that a lot of songwriters submit to, and we always submit, and it's a really a big honor to get recognized by this contest and the judges that are involved, and especially in the name of John Lennon. It's really cool. And actually, this is just, I guess, sort of the first win. I won session 2 of the John Lennon Songwriting Contest in the country category, and but then after that, you can still win overall in country, so for both sessions. And then on top of that, there's like the Song of the Year. So it's a little confusing, but I did win in my section, which is kind of cool, and they give you some great prizes for studio recording and such.
That is great recognition, and I noticed, I went on iTunes and checked it out, and you've got an EP called Fascinated, and it looks like there's several different versions of the song. Tell us about that, the different production on the song.
Yeah, well, we had this idea with my song Fascinated. I mean, we've recorded a lot of songs. I'm a songwriter first and foremost, so I'm always writing and always putting out music and recording with my producer. And we thought for the most recent project, which is Fascinated, that it'd be cool to do a bunch of versions of the same song and make an EP out of it. So basically the EP is all one song, but they're pretty different versions. There's the country pop version, which is what we hear on your station and what's getting played on different Canadian country radio stations. But we also did a pop version, and the pop version is super dance music-y and just really fun. We had a lot of fun creating it. And then we've got an acoustic version, and we have a completely stripped-down version as well. So we thought it'd be cool for people to basically pick, you know, which version they like the best, depending on what mood they're in. You know, they can listen to the version that they like the most, or if they're sending it to someone else, because it is a love song. So if you're sending the song to somebody else and you're someone that likes dance music more than acoustic music, for example, you could send that track to the person you're sending it to. So we just thought it was a cool concept.
I think it's a really cool concept, and it reminds me a bit, although you've taken it to a little further degree, but the Shania Twain album where she had all the songs produced in a country style and then the pop style. Same song, just different production on each. Really cool thing. And I know she's one of your influences.
Yeah. Yeah, I really admire her, and it is totally, you know, influenced by that sort of thing. And I think also country in general these days is crossing over into all kinds of different genres, and the lines are getting blurred. And I think it's a really exciting time in that way, like creatively. And I'd love to someday do an entire album of like 10 different songs or something like that, where we do, you know, pop versions and we do country versions, and maybe we'll also do like even Latin versions, because I speak Spanish and I'm half Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd love to do like an entire country record, but then produce it in Spanish as well, which I think would be really cool.
Mm. That is very cool, Maddie. Now, when I was reading up about this song, and people always wonder where song ideas come from, obviously from all kinds of places. In this case, it was a text message you received that inspired you to write this song.
Yes. I did a blog post about it, because a lot of people had been asking me where it came from. It's kind of a specific sounding title. And the thing was, my boyfriend at the time, he's still my boyfriend now, but we had only been dating for like 4 months at the time. And I was in Mexico visiting family over there. And so we were away from each other for a while. And he sent me a text message saying, happy 4 month anniversary, which I know is really not a big deal at all. But at the time, it felt like it. And he
sure.
sent me a text, you know, saying it's 12 a.m. over here in Toronto and happy anniversary, and said all these nice things. But my favorite thing that he said was something like, you fascinate me, which I thought was a really cool thing for somebody to tell someone. I mean, it's
uh-huh.
more special than just I like you or I love you, or I know that like I'm really special to him, and it's just something pretty cool to tell somebody. And it gave me the idea for the song. And that day I wrote the chorus, I finished up the song, and I thought it was just a fun tune at first, but I played it for some people in my life, and everyone seemed to really love it and think it was super catchy. So we ended up deciding to make it a single and put it out there for people to listen to.
And have you had people, Maddie, tell you after they've heard the song how it relates to their life, people they're fascinated with, that they're in love with, and the song means something to them?
Yeah, totally. And I've been getting a lot of comments recently because of this contest that I won with that song. And I posted it online, and it's kind of a unique story because, I mean, a lot of people were congratulating me about the contest, but I wrote another post saying that I had to thank Johnny, this is my boyfriend, he also happens to be my producer, for this little victory of winning the contest, because he was the person that produced the track, and I think it's a really cool sounding track, and he's also mm-hmm. the person I wrote the song about, so I definitely had to thank him. And a lot of people liked that, and you know, think it's really sweet. And I know that some people have been sending it to each other and sharing the song. So
oh, wow.
That's great. I'm glad people are liking it.
That is great, because we all need songs in our lives that, you know, say something we want to say to someone. And now we have this song and we can share it with them, and it helps express something we're all feeling inside. Let's share the song now. We'll come back and talk lots more with my guest, Maddie Rodriguez. This is her song, Fascinated, here on In the Country.
Ooh.
Toronto's own Maddie Rodriguez and her song Fascinated here on In the Country. You can visit her at her website, MaddieRodriguez.com. The song is available at iTunes, some different versions of it, different production-wise, acoustic, country, pop. Very catchy song, Maddie. I love it. It just gets you, you know, moving along to it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I made it so that people would bop to it, for sure.
Yes. It is a bop tune for sure. It just, yeah, it gets you going. It makes you feel good, and it's got a great message in it that, like you said, you can share with other people. What is it like at your shows when you're performing live in front of the audience? I know there's different kinds of venues, bigger ones, smaller ones, so it's different, but how do you feel on stage?
I love it. I mean, I like to be honest as an independent artist, and I like to share with my fans the different things that I struggle with, and I'm not somebody that's going to say that it's, you know, amazing all the time. There's definitely difficult parts of the business, and for me, one of the difficult things has been dealing with stage fright. In my whole life as an artist, I've had to work on that and work on confidence on stage, but it's taken time, and I've become a lot better with it. I've become a lot more, you know, confident, and it just takes time and practice like anything else. Songwriting has always come really natural to me, but being on stage I've had to work at. But I do love it once I'm up there, and usually after the first like 30 seconds I'm not nervous anymore, and I just love sharing my songs with people. Recently I've had the chance to do a lot of that in Nashville. I've been spending a lot of time in Nashville, and I'm home in Toronto right now for a bit, for about a week, but I'll be going back to Nashville and playing over there. And it's a really interesting vibe in Nashville. Everyone really appreciates songwriting, and it's a really cool community.
Yeah, tell us more about that, because a lot of people listening, whether they've been to Nashville or not, but we always hear about artists who go down there. Kevin, who was on earlier in the show, talked about how great Nashville is. I mean, everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about Nashville for you, Maddie, that that inspires your music and makes you want to write and record?
Well, I think it's just that it's a super creative environment. Like, there's something in the air. Everybody says this, that they just feel like there's something in the air when you're in Nashville, because no matter where you go, there seem to be musicians and songwriters and people, like-minded people, and everyone appreciates good music. It's kind of almost like a form of status there, I guess, is how, you know, how good your music is. Everyone appreciates that and makes friends based on that. And in people's spare time, they like to go to shows. Everyone goes to shows and sees their friends, you know, play this writer's round. And for those listening who don't know what a writer's round is, it's basically the most common type of show in Nashville, where instead of just having one person on stage, you have three or four people on stage. They're all songwriters. And each songwriter plays a song one by one. So you go the first person plays a song, second person plays a song, third person plays a song, and then you start again from the beginning, and they go in these rounds of songs, and it gives the audience a chance to really, you know, listen to songwriting and listen to the different talent that's on stage, and there's always a lot of variety, too, because there's so many, you know, different songwriters that you'll get to hear in one night. Anyway, so I just love how unique it is in creatively over there. And it's so inspiring, because every time you go out to listen to people, there is really so much talent, and you're meeting people all the time that have so much talent, and getting to work with different people that bring something to what you do.
Have you done a lot of co-writing at this point, Maddie?
Yes, I have. Recently, in the last 2 years, I would say, I've always written by myself, and I love it. It's my favorite thing to do. But because I've been going to Nashville a lot, I've been co-writing more and learning about that side of the songwriting business. And I've been learning a lot. It's a whole other ball game. It's a whole other skill, learning how to write
right.
with other people. But it can be a really cool experience, learning from the way someone else thinks of things and puts them
mm-hmm.
into words and music. And it can you can come up with songs that you never would have thought of on your own, which is what I think is really cool about it. It's also just a great way to become friends with other people doing
mm-hmm.
what you're doing.
That's right. That's right. And now you've got a song shared by two or three of you, and now there's three of you excited about the journey of that song, and you can share in, you know, the excitement of it getting cut, whatever happens, winning awards. So it's not just a song you've
yeah.
written, but an experience you've shared, which is awesome.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's one of the great things about co-writing, too, is that you have, instead of just one person rooting for a song or trying to get a song heard, you have three people trying to get that song heard. And, you know, as an independent artist who, you know, I've been doing it for a while, but I'm still pretty young and I'm still at least sort of starting out in the Nashville market. So when I get to write with somebody who's, you know, better than me or who's farther along in their career than I am, it helps me a lot because I have that person vouching for the song that we've written together. And I've been getting to write with some pretty cool people, and coming up in April and May, I'm going to get to write with some other published writers that I really admire. So it's an exciting thing.
And as far as pitching songs to other artists, Maddie, have you got songs that you've written and demoed up that you've either pitched so far or want to pitch to other artists?
Yes. Well, I'm kind of just getting started with that. I haven't pitched any yet, but I've been working on songs. I've recorded a few that I don't have available online that are not on my website or anything that I would love to pitch to other artists, other country artists to sing those songs. And I'm in the process of writing more. So I'm kind of just building up a catalog that, you know, I'd love to use for pitching to other artists to sing because, I mean, I'll never stop being an artist and doing my own thing, but I've kind of learned, you know, that I love songwriting no matter whether it's for me or for somebody else, as long as the song gets heard. So I'm kind of just trying to like spread my wings in that way, or I don't know what the proper metaphor is, but just spread myself as far and as many directions as possible.
That is awesome. Yeah, there's so much in the music business to be involved in and to do creatively. As far as advice, Maddie, for anybody out there listening, you know, probably a lot of younger singer-songwriters who are listening, who are trying to figure out how to get a start, how to go further in their music career, can you give them any advice that's helped you along the way?
Yeah, one of the most simple pieces of advice I've ever got, and I've heard it from a bunch of different people. The most recent time that I heard it, though, was with a songwriter called Danny Wells. He co-wrote These Days by Rascal Flatts, for example. He's a great songwriter in Nashville. Took him a really long time to get where he is now, but I just recently heard him say, keep writing, keep writing. And I've heard so many people say that. And he wasn't, you know, telling that to me specifically. He was talking to a group of songwriters, and I was there in the audience listening. And I did get to talk to him after, and he was really encouraging. But I just loved how he told everybody, like, writing, because it's honestly what's going to get you the farthest is just keep on practicing, keep on writing, be as good as you possibly can, and work hard, because that does get noticed. And then also, of course, like, my advice to people would be, once you've written a lot and you've practiced a lot, I mean, obviously continue to do that, but then also don't be afraid to talk to people and to ask people for things, ask if they would go to coffee with you or write a song with you or have a meeting with you, because the music industry is very much about talking to people and being friends with people, making those relationships and stuff, because no one's going to know who you are if you don't put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. That is great advice, because, yeah, you're right. If you sit back and keep your songs to yourself, nobody's going to know about them. So you really do have to reach out, make contacts, and I think that's how a lot of people in the business go further because of that.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, those would be my two biggest things is, you know, just keep on doing it. Even if you feel discouraged, keep on writing, keep on practicing, and then don't be afraid to talk to people and introduce yourself and try and get your music out there.
That is great advice. Well, Maddie, thank you so much for joining me on the show. It's been a pleasure to catch up and to hear your new song, Fascinated. And again, I'll let our listeners know your website is MaddieRodriguez.com. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Dave. I really had fun talking to you, and I hope to talk to you again soon. And thank you to everybody listening. I hope you guys liked what you heard and that you stay in contact. Don't be a stranger.
Oh, that's great. Those are great words. And I want to say a big thank you to both my guests on the show this evening, Nova Scotia's Kevin Davison. His song, When Those Sirens Are Gone, available at iTunes. It's a great, meaningful song. And, of course, we heard from Maddie Rodriguez, a great talk with her and her new song, Fascinated, in different forms of production, country, pop, acoustic, a few others. Those are available at iTunes as well. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.